Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. It took double overtime for the Raptors to force Game 7 in its Eastern Conference semifinal series against the Celtics last night. Kyle Lowry contributed 33 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists in 53 minutes as the Raptors outlasted the Celtics 125-122. The Clippers, meanwhile, are one win away from their first trip to the Western Conference Finals after a 96-85 victory over the Nuggets in Game 4. In the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs last night, Nikita Kucherov scored with 8.8 seconds left to lift the Lightning over the Islanders 2-1. Tampa Bay now leads the Eastern Conference Final 2-0. In NHL news, Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy won the Jack Adams Award as NHL Coach of the Year after leading Boston to the President's Trophy. Cassidy edged out Philadelphia's Alain Vigneault for his first Jack Adams honor. Boston finished 6 points ahead of the next closest team in the standings when the season came to a halt in March. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Yankees finally downed the Blue Jays 7-2, and the Mets edged the Orioles 7-6. The Braves obliterated the Marlins 29-9 last night, falling just one short of the league record for most runs in a game set by the Rangers in 2007. And in tennis at the U.S. Open, Serena Williams fired 20 aces but had to rally to beat Svetlana Pironkova 4-6, 6-3, 6-2 to get to the semifinals. She next faces Victoria Azarenka, who breezed through her match against Elise Mertens 6-1, 6-love. On the men's side, Dominic Thiem advanced with a 6-1, 6-2, 6-4 victory over Alex de Minaur. And third seed Daniil Medvedev beat longtime pal Andrei Rublev 7-6, 6-3, 7-6 in an all-Russian matchup. I'm Jesse King.